him regularly and have his pieces on the air, and he continues to focus on that issue. And that issue is an issue that affects all of us. If somebody like Mumia Abu-Jamal can be locked up and basically denied his rights, then it could happen to anybody. You're not going to hear about this on the other media. You are going to hear about it on Flashpoints, because Flashpoints is investigative journalism. It's investigative journalism at its best. It is the kind of investigative journalism that you don't hear anywhere else. This is not journalism by stenography. So many, unfortunately, so many of our reporters go to meetings, they go to press conferences, they write down what the people say, and they pass that off as though that were news. Well, of course, those people are only going to say things they want you to hear. They're going to say stuff they want you to hear. There's no news in that. And yet that's what we get. What we need, if we're going to stay sane in this country, is the kind of investigative journalism we get on Flashpoints. And Flashpoints operates because of you. It is your support that makes it work. We don't take underwriting, obviously. If we took underwriting, that would limit the kinds of stories that Dennis could cover. We don't take money from large corporations because they would want to have some editorial control over the work that Dennis does. Dennis has maintained his integrity and his independence as an investigative journalist for many years, and continues to do so. And what it is that makes it possible to do that is the fact that we are listener-sponsored radio. Nobody has his finger on the switch. If you care about Flashpoints, if you care about what you're hearing on Flashpoints, if you care about hearing the information, the news that you don't get anywhere else, then we ask you to become part of this process, to become one of the people that makes it happen. We're offering these thank you gifts, the Mumia Moore package at the $300 level. That's $25 a month, 82 cents a day. The Moore speech and the Mumia bio at the $120 level. That's just $10 a month, or 33 cents a day. This is not the kind of money that causes people to suffer. And we certainly do not want you to suffer as a result of supporting KPFT. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. That's the number we ask you to call to become a member, a listener sponsor, to move from being a passive listener to an active participant in this community radio station. Basically, it's your radio station. Your radio station, to the extent that Pacifica is actually becoming a democratically run radio station. It is actually becoming controlled by the listeners themselves. This is the first time, I think, in the history of the United States that a network has taken that step and opened itself up to the people who actually support it. In order to do that, you need to be a member. It's that simple. And you become a member by becoming a listener sponsor, by supporting programs like Flashpoints, programs which make a difference. If you listen to Flashpoints, if you're listening now, if you care about what Dennis does, if you care about this kind of investigative journalism that you hear from the Flashpoints crew, from Dennis and from Christopher Sprinkle and from Miguel Molina, if you care about that, then we ask you to make your caring real, to close that circle between producer and listener and become a listener sponsor, one of the people who makes it actually happen. Unfortunately, only 1 in 16 people, only 1 in 16 listeners to KPFT is actually a member. So that means that if you're a member, you're actually carrying 15 people on your back. And if you're not a member, then you're on somebody else's back. And we ask you, get off their back and become a listener sponsor yourself. Carry your own weight. And when you become a listener sponsor, then you can take on another 15 people and carry them. And if enough people do that, we'll be reducing the number of people you got to carry. 1 in 16 people is kind of an embarrassing statistic, and I'm not sure where that comes from. You can take advantage of this Mumia Moore package. The volunteers, highly trained, ready to take your call. It takes about 90 seconds. You can put it on your credit card. You can space it out over the year, and you can get the benefit of this thank you, this Mumia Moore package, and they can explain to you the different breakdowns and the different prices but it's basically $300 for the whole thing, $120 for the speech and the biography, and $240 for the speech plus the biography plus the plus the book and plus the book and the speech plus the bio plus the video, Columbine, Bowling for Columbine or Dude, Where's My Country? 713-526-5738 is the number to call. We ask you to make that call, to make that jump. If you care about this, to make that jump from passive listener to active sponsor. If you are washing the dishes, perhaps you are washing the car, perhaps you're washing the cat, whatever it is, we ask you to take part in this process. Go over to your phone and please call 713-526-5738 and make your voice heard for Flashpoints. Tell us that Flashpoints is one of the things that's important to you. Flashpoints is something that you want to hear on the station. It's meaningful to you. It matters to you. When you hear Flashpoints and you hear the things on Flashpoints and then you go and look at the Bunny Media News, you look at CNN or MSNBC or Fox or, you know, listen to ABC News or whatever, what you'll notice is what they're not telling you. What they're not telling you. And the tragedy is, of course, as Michael Moore was pointing out, that's how it works. If people don't know what's going on, how can they make informed decisions? If you don't know what's happening in Palestine, if you don't know what's happening in Gujarat, if you don't know what's happening in Bolivia, for instance, where there's a tremendous revolution going on, the entire countryside has risen up to protect the natural resources of Bolivia. This is unheard of, and this is not even being mentioned. Or just barely mentioned in the mainstream media. This is the kind of news that we present here. This is the kind of investigative journalism that Flashpoints does, and we ask you to become part of that. You know, some people say that, if you were any good, then the major media would pick you up. We don't want to be picked up by the major media. They would silence us. This voice would be lost. You know, success would be the end of this. This kind of success that, has to do with dollars. This is not about making big money. This is about a passion for reporting the truth. And it's that passion for reporting the truth that's kept Flashpoints going these many years. And that passion is fueled by your support. It's your support that makes it happen. It doesn't happen by itself. It still costs money. It costs us $125 an hour to keep KPFT on the air. And I think I'm hearing a door open in Berkeley. 713-526-5738 is the number to call to become a member of KPFT, a listener sponsor of programs like Flashpoints. Take advantage of this Mumia Moore package tonight. This is something that you can show other people. These are Christmas presents. These are these are the kind of information that you need. That, it's like, why do these Michael Moore books sell so well? That's a big question. There's a hunger for this information out there. That's what we found when we took the station back. This hunger to find out what's going on. And that hunger is being frustrated by the major media. They do not want you to know what's going on. If people really knew what was happening, would they support George Bush's empire building in the world? Would they be supporting the tax breaks for the 1% who own 50% of the value in the country? The answer to this question is no. And we here at Pacifica and at Flashpoints are one of the voices that makes it possible for people to hear what's going on and get angry about it and make a noise about it. This is important stuff. 713-526-5738. Is the number we ask you to call. And Jessica, are you out there?
I'm out here.
Hey there.
Honey, hi.
Do we have open phone lines? What's the stats?
We have 7 open phone lines.
7 open phone lines. So that's 7 opportunities for people to call and become members and support Flashpoints. If you're not a member, please call. If you are a member, please renew. We want you to be able to vote in the coming election. We want you to take advantage of the Mumia Moore package. We want you to be able to participate at a higher level with the radio that you're listening to right now. 713-526-5738 is the number. We ask you to call. Become part of this process. 713-526-5738. 3-8. So, Jessica, have you got that sheet there?
That sheet?
Yeah, the one that tells what we have to offer.
Oh, as far as tonight's Flashpoints gifts?
Yeah, it would
gifts?
Be really convenient to let people know what we have to offer.
Well, for a $60 pledge, we have the book by Terry Bisson called On a Move, The Story of Mumia Abu-Jamal. It's a book for a $60 pledge. And then we have the other book, Dude, Where's My Country by Michael Moore. And that's $120. Bowling for Columbine on DVD or VHS is $120. And then the Michael Moore's California speech that we just heard was $75 on CD. And we can combine those in myriad different ways. And so, for example, the Mumia Moore package, which includes the two books, the Michael Moore book, the book by Terry Bisson, and the CD and the video for $300, that breaks down to...
That's the whole deal.
Right. That breaks down to $25 a month. We can break it up either on your credit card or an electronic funds transfer. We could break it up to $25 installments a month, and that really provides continual revenue for the station, and it gets you those four great gifts.
And Jessica knows about this because she is the person who's in charge of the membership.
That's right.
713-526-5738 is the number to call to become part of this. How many open phone lines do we have?
Right now we have six.
Six open phone lines. So we have one person on the phone. That's five opportunities for you to call. 713-526-5738. If you care about Flashpoints, if you care about the kind of program that you heard, if you care about what you're hearing on KPFT, if you care about knowing things that are going on that you simply won't find out anywhere else, then we ask you to become a member of KPFT. We ask you to step up to the phone, call 713-526-5738, and begin that transformation from passive listener to active sponsor. Because it is
hey,
you.
Otis.
And with us now
and
from
you.
Berkeley is Dennis Bernstein, producer of
hey,
Flashpoints.
Hey, Otis.
How are you?
How are you doing? I'm doing good.
We
I
have
am glad
six
to
open,
be back here.
Six open phone lines. One person on the line.
You know, I think people might be a little angry with me. This is Dennis Bernstein. I do the Flashpoint show. And I think people might be a little angry with me because I felt it was important, first of all, to report the fact that Mumia took a giant step closer to death. And that Michael, in his book, I think, wrongly, perhaps acted a little bit like a stupid white man, made a comment with no backup that he thinks that Mumia Abu-Jamal is probably guilty. He also said he probably didn't get a fair trial. It's, you know, in my belief, jurisprudence, you know, you don't get a fair trial, you're not innocent or guilty, you have to wait. So I had to tell that truth. That doesn't mean that I don't have significant respect for Michael Moore. And we're going to talk about it. And there are no gods among us. All of us make mistakes. All of us have different views. All of us have different lapses, different interpretations. And I hope people aren't angry at me for confronting the truth. But if people think I'm not going to raise it, no matter who it is, they're wrong. That's not me. I have to tell the truth. If people think Michael Moore is terrific, they can get that great speech. They can get his book. They can see what he wrote. They can also get, you have On a Move, the Mumia book, right? That's there
right.
too?
Mm-hmm. And that's at the $60 level.
And they can decide for themselves. So I'm really hoping that people who think I should tell the truth, no matter where, whatever the truth feels like, that they'll support me in that. Whoever. And I will, and nothing will shut me down, and that's just the way I am. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. I am hoping that if we had six open lines, that we still don't have six, that you will stand for the truth, for a scrappy fight back alternative to the lying mainstream. 713-526-5732. 713-526-5738. Michael is talking about the Scarborough affair, that idiot. And the stuff that you don't know about, why do you think he wasn't reelected? Because of the controversy. Because the crap he was involved with in Florida. But Fox puts him forward. I mean, CNBC. And Fox hires the Iran-Contra criminal all over North. And they call them reporters. They say I'm biased. Dig this. And this is a hard day for me, Otis. We had a report from Gaza, and it got destroyed in transmission. Today, U.S.-funded Israeli bombers and F-16s and Apache helicopters killed at least 11 people and wounded almost 100 in 5 airstrikes in one of the most crowded cities in the world. You think Fox is going to report that? Let's see, their Jerusalem Bureau, the big bureau, the bureau chief of the big bureau in Jerusalem at Fox is the guy that wrote the introduction for Ariel Sharon's autobiography. You think Fox is going to be balanced? I don't think so. Michael Moore's speech was poignant, hysterical, moving. He gave it on Saturday. It's brand new. It's a kicker. I want you to have it. I want you to call 713-526-5738. The book On a Move, the story of Mumia Abu-Jamal, very moving. Learn about who this man really is, how he took on the Philadelphia police. I personally believe he was set up for his willingness, his unrelenting coverage of the lies and the cheating and the law-breaking of the Philadelphia police and the district attorney's office there. Do you support what we do on Flashpoints? Does this work mean something to you? Will you not stand up and put your money where your beliefs are? 713-526-5738. And again, I'm very sorry, Otis. I got delayed here. There was some business I had to take care of here. So we got a late start. But once again, it's up to people to use their higher consciousness, to trust their real belief, to trust their understanding and their knowledge of how important this network is, to take that moral action that nobody makes them take, that they take because it is their belief and their consciousness, and every cell in their body says it's the right thing to do, to call 713-526-5738. And I am listening for bells of freedom. People who are curious, who want truth tellers, who want an alternative to the mainstream. I am anxious for you. Thank you. There's one of them. Is there not a second person who believes in this work, who will stand up and put their money where their beliefs are and dial 713-526-5738? There is another one. Thank you for honoring the work that we must continue to do together. You know, things are tougher in this fundraiser. We are on hard times. You wouldn't know it. The stock market's doing just fine. But how many of you are making big bucks on the stock market? Not a lot. And if you are, I'm asking you to give a little bit more. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Got a slow start, but we got to move quickly. 713-526-5738. Who do we have in the phone room there? Who's there today?
Jessica.
Hi there.
Hey, Jessica, how's it looking on the board?
Well,
how's it looks, on the phones?
We have 6 open phone lines, Jess.
6?
6.
I mean, so those volunteers are just sort of talking to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Frankly, they are watching the phones patiently saying, please ring, please ring.
Okay. All right. Listen, I feel very troubled today. Thank you very much. This is a hard day to do straight pitching when so much violence is going on in the world. But why are we in trouble in this country? Why are the schools in trouble? Why is the healthcare system dying? Why is the infrastructure falling apart? Why can't we afford energy? Why? Because there's a war drain. Why are the defense contractors flourishing? Let's talk about Donald Rumsfeld. The bastard who goes to Iraq in 1983 to shake Saddam Hussein's hand. To thank him for what? Torture? Gassings? You know where Donald Rumsfeld is going to go after he leaves Washington? He's going to get, like Cheney, he's going to get a big job at a defense contractor. They love his ass. We stand against that. And if you care, if you want to stand with us, if you want to get on this platform called Free Speech Radio, if you want to make sure this is viable and tough into the next decade, we cannot have six empty lines. We need six bells of freedom ringing now. How about six at once? 713-526-5738. There's one. That's one. How about a second one? 713-526-5738. How about a third one? 713-526-5738. How about a rebellion, an uprising for Free Speech Radio? Stand up now for that which you believe in. Put your money where your beliefs are. Step forward. Step up. Pick up the telephone. Think about what you'd be missing if you didn't have this service. And dial 713-526-5738. Come on. Fill up every line. Let's ring those phones. I haven't heard the phones with the funny ringers. You can be the ones who rings that phone. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Otis, why don't you tell people what they can get in their support of Free Speech Radio?
Well, tonight we're offering this Mumia More package. It's a combination of a book, this On a Move, the story of Mumia Abu-Jamal by Terry Bisson, and Michael Moore's most recent speech, which you just heard on Flashpoints, his speech at Sonoma College Saturday night. Also, his video, Bowling for Columbine, and his book, Dude, Where's My Country? By Michael Moore. We're offering that whole package at the $300 level. That's $25 a month, 82 cents a day. And also, you can break that down into other pieces, which the volunteers can tell you about, what you can do at the level that's most appropriate for you. For instance, the Moore speech and the book, On a Move, we're offering at the $120 level. That's $10 a month. 713-526-5738. This is good stuff. This Michael Moore speech is one of his, I mean, you heard it. You heard what he was saying. These are the things that people need to hear. Do you have somebody in your family who needs to hear what Michael Moore has to say? That's a big question. Because with that CD, you can play it for him at your pleasure, and maybe they'll get it. You never know. 713-526-5738.
And the CD, and how much is the contribution for the
CD? At the CD, the Michael Moore speech is at the $75 level. $75. And we're offering the book at the, this is a bargain, at the $60 level. The biography of Mumia. 713-526-5738.
Okay, folks, listen, you know, we got another one of those death threats today. And I honestly...
Yeah, and I got to tell you, there are people who are doing prank calling here, too. People don't like hearing the truth, Dennis. Some people want it shut up.
I understand that, and they do that here, too. And what they try and do is drown out our ability to take the pledge. And they try and intimidate me day in and day out. I get this kind of crap. I get calls early in the morning. I get my windshield smashed in. I get harassed when I go and speak. But you know what really scares me, Otis? You know what puts the fear in me? Silent phones. People who forget to stand up, forget that we could lose this. That's what really frightens me. And I'm hoping that people will call now and drown out those pranksters, drown out those naysayers, drown out those people who think Fox is the answer by dialing 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. How's it looking there, Jessica.
It's looking, I mean, we've got four people on the phone, now five people,
okay.
But we still have
all
two
right.
open phones.
One, we have one more for a bingo.
Two open lines. Let's go. Two open lines. 713-526-5738. That's a good beginning. We started late. We can push hard. We can make up the difference. And you can make sure that Flashpoints has the support and people can see the kind of support it has and not try and rip us off the air and not try and undermine us, not try and intimidate us, and not try and obstruct
our ability to raise money.
So if many of you want to call now and drown out the naysayers, that's what your call means. It's a double meaning. It's a call for support And it also says, stay the hell out of the way, those of you who are afraid of the truth, because we want to hear it. And we're putting our money where our beliefs are. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. What about it, folks? How about you being the next one helping us make up for lost time? Step up, step out, and say yes to Free Speech Radio. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Please call now. Do we have a bingo yet?
No, we currently have 5 open phone lines.
Ooh.
God. See,
4. Okay, maybe. 4. Thank you for that call.
Yeah, right. We're under terrible time pressure here because Queer Voices is waiting, and I don't want to make them too late.
713-526-5738. Are we down to 3 open lines? 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Got to ring all those phones.
2 more lines.
We're going to make it. 2 more, folks. 713-526-5738. It is a real juicer. It's a rush. It's an inspiration to have everybody calling at once for Free Speech Radio. 713-526-5738. We have an open line. You can fill that line. A bell of freedom. Ring those bells. That signals when you ring, when you dial that number, 713-526-5738, we hear that bell. That's a bell of understanding. That's a bell of connection. That's a bell that signals that we've made a connection with you, the active listener sponsor, us, the alternative producer. The sacred pact is made and honored, and we can keep doing our work. 713-526-5738. I want to get a bingo. I want every last line ringing. 713-526-5738. Have we made it yet?
Like Jessica's answering the phone or something there. 713-526-5738. I was going to say there's a difference between people who don't want to hear flashpoints. They can tune their radio, and people who don't want you to hear it.
That's right.
That's a good big difference. 713-526-5738 to join with us in ringing the bells of freedom and join with us in keeping flashpoints healthy and strong and clearly heard by everybody here in Houston. 713-526-5738. We have the Mumia Moore package. You can ask the volunteer about it. They'll tell you all the details. Basically, it's 75 bucks for the Michael Moore California speech, $60 for On a Move, the story of Mumia Abu-Jabal, and we have also the Bowling for Columbine and Dude, Where's My Country by Michael Moore. You find out from them. We can say at $300, it's actually a bargain at $25 a month. 713-526-5738. Please call now.
713-526-5738. Come on, folks. We need your help to do this now. We really do need you to help us to stand up, to step up for Free Speech Radio. 713-526-5738. We are behind. We can make that up. We only have a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, we really only have about 3 minutes.
Make room. We have 3 minutes left. We got to make room for Queer Voices. We got to do it quickly. 3 minutes. And can I get just a rough estimate of how much money we've raised so far in this pitch pledge time? 713-526-5738. Jessica, you there?
She's adding it up.
713-526-5738.
Sorry,
come
about
on,
that.
Folks. We need you. How are we doing?
I had to answer a line. We got almost a bingo, but now we have 2 open phone lines.
How much money do we
folks,
have?
And about how much money do we have so far? Just a rough estimate. 713.
I would say at least $1,200.
Okay, that's about 1/3. Now, we have 3 minutes. You know what? We have 3 minutes to make up 1/3. We could do it, or we could go down in flames. We could make that money back. That's up to you. If you care that this network continue to present you with the alternative information you do not hear, for the most part, anywhere else in this universe called America, United States, then please, 2 minutes, 713-526-5738. I need those who are devoted to the work enough to put your money where you believe are, or we won't make it. Do you care? Will you ring those open lines with bells of freedom? 713 713- 526-573-8713. I'm not hearing the phones. We're not going to make it unless we hear the phones. I would really be embarrassed to learn after the pitch, after I get my regular call from Otis and he says, well, Dennis, we only made half the goal. I don't want to hear that.
I hate making that
call. I want to know that you care. I want to know that you care. I want to know that you will, in this remaining minute, make the difference.
Now, for me,
we've
I'm
got
so,
six lines.
I am so proud of Houston and
there's
so
one.
Proud of KPFT and proud of the way Houston has stepped up to the plate and supported KPFT that it really hurts me to have to tell Dennis that we blew it on, you know,
okay.
One of these evenings.
Maybe you don't, Otis. Maybe you don't. Maybe in this final minute, we can get back that money. We can make that leap. We can make that jump based on people's faith in the work that we do, based on people's willingness to take that action that nobody forces them to take. Nobody's watching them whether they do it or not, but that they take it, that they act today, now, because they believe in something, because they believe in a moral alternative. A free speech alternative, and that they are willing to put their money where their beliefs are. We can do that now if you call and pull out the stops for Free Speech
and
Radio.
This is it.
713.
This is it right now.
526.
This is the moment. 573.
This is it.
This 713-526-5738.
$75 gets you to Michael Moore. If you got 100, if you got 200, if you got 300, if you got 1,000, we need it all, and we need it now, and we need to hear those phones ringing, and I don't hear them. 713. 526-5738. 713-526-5738. How many open lines, Jessica?
Jessica's on the phone. So we have some.
713-526-57. That means there's one open line. Let's just get them going one more time. Get people in the queues, lined up.
Just 1 minute.
To call 713-526-5738. Come on, folks. Don't let us go down in flames. Let's hold that torch for Free Speech Radio. 713-526-5738. Let me just hear a couple more bells, and then I'm going to make way for Queer Voices. Great programming on KPFT. 713-526-5738. I'm not hearing that bell. Please ring that bell one more time. 713-526-5738. Please ring it now.
Yes. We're going to have to leave it.
Okay.
You could call after this. There it is. There's the bell.
All right. All I can say is I'll take the leap of faith. I know if you keep calling 713-526-5738, we can make goal. That is up to you. If you want to support Flashpoints now and make a major contribution to keeping us going, call. Thank you, Otis. Thanks, and my apologies to Queer Voices. I know they do great programming, and the audience there cares a great deal about them, and we thank them for their patience. 713-526-5738. Please call now.
Thank you, Dennis.
See you tomorrow on the radio. I'm Dennis Bernstein for Flashpoints. You can get me at flashpoints@kpfa.org. Bye.
Thanks, Dennis. See you tomorrow, and thanks to everybody who called. Thanks to everybody who thought about it. Think about it. And you might find that it's something you want to do to keep this alive. 713-526-5738. This is KPFT Houston. Stay tuned for Queer Voices.
October 24th at 7:30 p.m. on the beautiful grounds of the KPFT studios, you're invited to attend a backyard screening of Bev Smith's award-winning documentary, Miracle in the Desert. An extraordinary story of 350 homegrown Negroes who chose in 1967 to leave the land of their birth and return to the land of their fathers. This moving account will include footage from Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's recent visit to the Hebrew Israelite community in Dimona. That's Friday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. 419 Lubbock, sponsored by the African Hebrew Israelites of Jerusalem and KPFT. Donation $5. Nobody will be turned away. And bring your own lawn chairs. I'm Emmett Abadida.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT in Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the less bi, gay, and transgender identity. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening. This is Jack Belinsky.
And J.D. Doyle.
And Glenn Holt.
And it is fundraising time. And during fundraising, our show usually gets shortened a bit. So we have a little bit to catch up. So we're asking you to call us at 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. And donate to Queer Voices and KPFT. On tonight's show, we have a lot of things going on. So we want to get right into it. But we want you to call us first. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Shirley Knight. And it's the annual Women's Festival, and it sounds like it's going to be another great festival, and the weather should just be fabulous like it's always been. Then, Joan, you have?
I have two authors, actually. First, we have Frank Delastrito, who's going to be talking to us about his book on folklore and the what he calls the universal monsters, but they're actually the common monsters we all grew up with, Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman. And then Wayne Beeson is going to be on, and Wayne Beeson is the author of a book on exposing the ex-gay myth. So that should be an interesting interview.
That's fabulous. And just want to remind everybody that early voting is going on. It started today, and it goes on until the 30th. And the election, of course, is the first Tuesday in November. And if you want to see the endorsements that the political caucus has given, the Houston Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus, you can go to our website, queervoices.org, and pick up that endorsement card. And want to also let you know that if you haven't seen Saturday's Chronicle, they gave a fabulous endorsement to Anise Parker for controller. And, you know, they used to say the endorsements by the Chronicle was a kiss of death, but the Chronicle definitely has changed to come around. I mean, certainly Anise probably has the most qualifications for that job. And Anise will be here next week to talk to us. And along with, we'll be back to our regular programming time next week. And second hour, we'll be doing Queer Music Heritage. So all that stuff is going on. And speaking of music, we're going to let J.D. go right into the interview about the Women's Festival.
Thanks, Jack. Up first, we have an interview with Shirley Knight talking about the Houston's Women's Festival. But before we get to that, I want to give you a little teaser of the music. I put together a 3-minute collage of three of the more well-known of the artists who'll be there. You'll hear Katie Curtis, Drea Roberts, and Sonia. Enjoy.
It's all right. We're gonna be fine. But let's give my mama and my daddy a little time. 'Cause I've been good up till now. They see and they think that I have changed somehow. But I'm not being radical when I kiss you. We're apart. I love the sun when it shines. I love the sky when it's blue. I love the color green 'cause it reminds me of you. And I made room on the wall.
Wonderful. That was Sonia. Before that, we heard Doria Roberts. Before that, Katie Curtis, 3D artist you'll get a chance to see live at the Houston Women's Festival. And with us, we have the one of the organizers and founders, Shirley Knight. Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you, JD. Good to be here again.
Tell us about the festival.
Well, we're downtown this year. We've been at Garden in the Heights for 6 or 7 years, but that place is being remodeled, so we looked around, and Jones Plaza is a really nice venue. It's close to where we live, and the city spent a lot of money remodeling it, and we'll have it all fenced off, so it's just available to us that day.
Oh, really? Good.
Mm-hmm.
But there won't be any inside-outside choices this year like usual.
There won't be any inside-outside choices. It holds as many people, but it's a more compact layout, mm-hmm. perhaps. But
just one stage, which could be good, mm-hmm. though, because last year and the year before, I was torn between which stage to watch.
That's right. You were trying to run back and forth, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah, we're really happy. We have a very strong lineup on the stage, so we have 9 different acts, and it's a very nice stage, good venue. You'll be able to see from just about any point inside Jones Plaza.
Where is Jones Plaza? He asked rhetorically.
Yeah. It's in the 600 block of Louisiana. It's right across the street from Jones Hall and across the street from the Alley Theater and the Angelica. It's a square. There's parking underneath it.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that means plenty of parking, right?
Plenty of parking. There's all the several levels of parking underneath, and there's some
parking. Is that parking in the garages?
It is. It's $5 mm-hmm. to park. But also, the meters are free on the weekends, so if you just find a street.
Yeah, but how often, how likely is that?
Yeah. Early shouldn't be a problem at all.
Pay for parking. It's safe. It's cool. It's quiet. Your car's okay.
I want to park right next to it.
Okay, JD. We can see to that.
What else is different this year?
Well, we won't have the indoor art show, but we have a lot of really good artists that are going to be joining us as vendors. So you'll still be able to see a lot of really good painting and photography and sculpture and clay art and leather work and all kinds of arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm. And people will be selling books, CDs, and things like that too, right?
That's right. You can shop for hats and shoes and T-shirts and learn about all kinds of activities like kickboxing and belly dancing and pet parties and adventure vacations and all kinds of things.
And there's an artist table or tables?
There's artist tables where the artists will sign their CDs and maybe be handing out photographs or stickers, sign up on their mailing list, that kind of thing.
Okay, who's on the lineup?
We start off with Christy Strimmel. She's been in Houston a couple of times. She's played at some Pride events and
she did last year.
She was with us last year, that's right. And she's from the Midwest. She's an up-and-coming young singer. She's got a good stage presence, and we're happy to have her back. And we're really excited to have Holly Light from California. She's got a really good CD called Beautiful World. She's been making music for a long time, but this is her first solo CD. So she is flying in from California. She's going to play with a band. And really like her CD a whole lot.
What style would you say your music is?
It's folk, pop. I wouldn't say too much rock, but some variety. A little bit of Latin flavor, a little bit of blues. Mm-hmm. Kind of eclectic, but nice mix. Really nice mix.
Who's next?
Nene Camps, and she was with us last year on the cafe stage and just did really well. A lot of people liked her. She's from Miami originally. She lives in New York now, but she includes a lot of Latin rhythms in her music, and she sounds like a one-woman band. She uses different effects pedals and some slide percussive elements and got a very interesting technique, and she's definitely fun to watch.
Does she have CDs also? Or
she's got 2 CDs now.
That's pretty good. How many does Holly Light have?
She just has the 1 solo CD. She's done a lot of work with other bands and touring and things like that, but she's mm-hmm. just been a band member before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after Nina?
Doria Roberts from Atlanta. One of the biggies. We're happy to have her. And she's a really good musician and mm-hmm. also quite the activist. She has.
Yes. I can kind of speak from the national perspective on Doria. She is well respected in the community, not just for her talent, which is amazing, but for activism. She was nominated last year for an Out Music Award for Out Musician of the Year is what they call it. Really, it's activism music all thrown in together. And among her credentials are hosting several festivals and also a compilation called Queer Stock, Queer Soup, which is a double CD of many artists, including men, doing very aggressive material, I guess you might say. Really out there stuff with messages and good music. So she has lots of talent.
She's very socially conscious and does a lot of, with that CD you mentioned, mm-hmm. was fundraiser for lesbian and gay youth. And so she's.
Have you seen her perform?
I have seen her once at the Michigan Women's Music uh-huh. Festival. And one writer described her as fierce folk, which is kind of interesting.
That's a good term for
her.
Yeah,
fierce folk.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Folk, I don't know if I'm comfortable with folk describing her because she's so much more.
That's true.
And, well, you're not going to say R&B. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those. It's hard to categorize.
Yeah. She had one song at the Out Music Awards, but had everybody's attention.
I believe that.
Yeah. And she had just, drove the whole night to get there. Sure. So, and still, pro. She's a pro.
Yeah, we're very happy to have her. It's her first time at the festival.
Was she hard to book?
No, she was easy.
Really?
Yeah, really easy. I was really glad. She's actually been wanting to come to Houston for a while for our event. So finally we were able to work it out. Not cheap, exactly, but worth it, I'm sure.
Well, you're getting quality entertainment, folks.
Exactly.
Who's on after Doria?
We have Halcyon, and they're making their festival debut, so they've never played in Houston before. They're from Florida, and I've never seen them, actually, but I know that people who have never forget them, and they're evidently very funny and engaging, and they have very loyal fans, and they've played at festivals from Key West to California, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. I think they're going to be really fun.
So I'd say it was about time they made it to Houston.
Exactly.
Who would you compare them to? Would Indigo Girls,
yeah,
or is that too cliche?
They get that comparison a lot because it is acoustic guitar and harmonies and the duo mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
And they're good looking.
They are, indeed. If you saw their picture in Outsmart magazine, you know what mm-hmm. we're talking about. But they have probably more of a sense of humor, I would say, than the Indigo Girls.
They have how many CDs? Three,
they
four,
have,
five? I looked at their website.
Let's go with four.
Okay. And I think the latest one is a double one.
That's right.
Live, I believe.
It's live. They call it live, stripped down, unplugged.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Sounds real fun.
Yeah.
Before we get to the rest, give us a perspective of how the day will progress. You know, what time does it start?
Starts at noon. So it is an early start, but definitely worth getting there on time because you don't want to miss Christy Stremmel.
So you mostly figure roughly an hour for each act?
Yes, about an hour for each act. And we go a little bit longer on some of them. No, that's not true. About an hour for
yeah.
each act.
So far we've told you Chrissy Holly, Nina, mm-hmm. and Doria, and that means we're in Halcyon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up till about 5:30 now.
That's
so
right.
We're about halfway through the day.
That's right.
So coming up, we got one of my favorites, Sonia.
Very good. It's her first time at our festival, but she's been making music since the 1980s and, mm-hmm. of course, was part of the duo Disappear Fear
mm-hmm.
and was, you know, just a very well-known songwriter, very respected songwriter.
Very sweet. I've seen her perform at Mucky Duck about 2 years ago. So it's not definitely her first visit to Houston, but first festival appearance.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I know she's got some loyal fans and definitely has made some wonderful music over the years.
And she has three albums?
She has a couple solo and then several with Disappear Fear, so it adds
right.
up.
But Disappear Fear, it must have three or four.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple solo and then a live one is the most recent one.
Yeah.
And it's, a lot of people say, well, I don't like live albums, but you'll like this one. Because she puts her personality into it so much, and she's so sweet, but she has stuff to say.
That's right.
And she's a neat, neat person.
That's right. That's good.
Next, I don't know Ginger Lee. Tell us about her.
Ginger
Lee.
She's okay. from Austin, and she's going to have a pretty large band with her. And she makes a nice mix of music, some jazz, some R&B, folk and pop, and I want to say a little bit of funk, but it's definitely a nice sound. She was part of a duo called Vera Takes the Cake and
don't know them.
Has struck out on her own.
So more of a rock band sort of presence,
mm-hmm, but definitely with a jazz flavor to it.
Okay,
so that should be nice.
Well, she gets to precede Katie Curtis, another of our indie icons, and between Katie and Sonia. You know, if you're an observer of the award shows for gay music, the Out Music Awards and the Glammas, those two, Sonia and Katie, would like fought over them and took home almost an equal number of wins and nominations over the years. Just amazing. You know, they each got at least 3 wins and a number of nominations. So that tells you what kind of talent they are.
That's right. And they're definitely respected songwriters, and mm-hmm, we're lucky to have them making music for us.
So introduce Katie Curtis to us.
Katie Curtis is, I think her music is very accessible. People are very loyal fans of hers. She's from Boston, from the Northeast, and she's got 5 albums.
Oh, I have 6 on my stack, on my table at home.
1 bootleg? No,
No, they're not bootlegs. So 6. And she has a couple early ones in her career that are no longer available, which I don't have either.
Okay.
But her latest one is really neat. It's almost like a greatest hit CD, but it's acoustic.
Valentine.
Yeah, Acoustic Valentine. And she's taken some of her most favorite songs, the audience favorite songs, mine too, and did them acoustically. And they're so good. They're so good. And not that I didn't like the way they were before in each of their original arrangements, but you can really focus on the words better with the acoustic versions.
Mm-hmm. Kind of an unplugged type of a feel. And evidently a lot of love songs on that CD.
Yeah, one is to, it's called Elizabeth. And I meant to ask her, I'm going to ask her, is that the name of her lover? I don't know.
Maybe one of them.
But it's a definite love song. She has another song called Radical, which is talking about, I guess, public displays of affection by gay people. And hey, it's not radical when I do that. I'm just being myself and deal with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a neat song.
That's good. And we're really happy she's bringing a band. So
yeah, I've not seen her with a band. Okay. So this will be neat.
Yeah, that should be good.
Who's finishing up?
Tracy Conover. She's a Gulf Coast artist. And
I don't know her.
She doesn't really play for our crowd or our community much, but she's really incredible to watch. She's a lead guitarist, and she's nice to look at and very talented. I mean, she's compared with Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and, amazing lead guitarist.
I think I've heard a couple of clips from her site and very, I'm going to use the word aggressive again.
Yeah.
She'll grab your attention.
Definitely. It's blues and it's good Gulf Coast music.
Yes, I remember that guitar. Yes.
Mm-hmm, that's right. She's very talented, so glad to have her with us.
What do we do if it rains?
Get wet.
Get wet.
Hope that it dries off pretty
There's no place
fast.
We can hide, I guess, this time.
It's not going to rain.
Thank you, Joan. There's some coverings there. The stage is covered. And our sound crew is really good. We've got a great sound crew. And they have all kinds of tarps and fans and things like that. So they'll have us back up and running as soon as possible.
Which of these acts was the hardest to book?
I would say Katie Curtis. She has several layers of management or different people that you end up talking to or
working with. She's perhaps a little more mainstream than the other. She's still an indie artist, but I think she's a little more mainstream. She's played more on progressive radio, not just on gay programs.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so she's, got one person you talk to for booking and another person you talk to for logistics or for her tour manager or press or publicity and that kind of thing.
And on a personal level, which of the acts are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to Doria Roberts a lot. Well, actually, I think our lineup is really strong this year from top to bottom. And I'm looking forward to Holly Light. She plays early. She plays at 1. But I just really like her music. I really like her CD. And Nene Camps is always just really fun to watch, and I really like the Latin music. And Halcyon, I know, will be fun.
I'm looking forward to hearing them. Yeah,
yeah, they're popular on the festival circuit, so I know they're engaging and and funny. And all the way down, Katie Curtis, I'm sure, will be great, and Tracy Conover is just a wonderful blues artist, which is usually pretty fun.
And it's a long day, though, but it's worth it, right?
It's a long day.
I remember last year I was there right from the start, and I was there till it ended, and I just kind of, oh, you can do it, you can do it. And I'm so glad I did, because Melissa Ferrick was just amazing.
Yes, yes, and she wants to come back, and we will definitely have her back.
Great, great.
Maybe next year.
Great. What's it cost again?
It's $12 in advance, and you can get tickets at Cactus Music on Shepherd, although they do charge a $1 service charge. Or you can go over to Lucia's Garden on Portsmouth between Kirby and Greenbrier and get tickets for $12. Or they're $15 at the door.
Okay, so that's just show up at noon or show up at 4, whatever you want.
That's right. And we'll have good food and cold beverages all day long. Be fun for the whole family. There'll be, definitely be little children out there and senior citizens.
Where can people get information?
Our website, www.hwfestival.org.
Let's see, now the H is for what?
Houston.
And W is for?
Women.
And it's festival.
Festival.
How hard is that?
And let me add that, because this has been a criticism in the past, the Women's Festival is open to everyone.
Everybody.
Yes.
Always
was,
has been.
I've got that on my list. Are men welcome?
Always, yeah. always.
I was quite pleased on a personal level last year. There were lots of men there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad to see, and they seemed to be enjoying themselves. And it was fun. There was no atmosphere of like, why are you here? Or you're not really welcome in our space. I didn't get any of that.
Well, my dad shows up, and my brothers, so it's just a fun, peaceful, happy environment. It's really what we're going
Tell us again where and when.
Jones Plaza, this Saturday, October 25th, noon to 10 p.m.
And tickets again?
12 in advance, 15 at the door.
Website?
www.hwfestival.org.
Okay, we're going to go out with a little bit of one of the artists. We're going to go out with Christy Stremmel, who is the lead artist starting the day. Glenn?
Point 1 FM, this is KPFT in Houston. Now, more of Queer Voices with Jack Valensky, Joan Devlin, and Glenn Holt.
This is KPFT Houston at 90.1 and 89.5 in Galveston, and it is your turn now. That was an excellent interview talking about the Women's Festival and all the neat stuff that's going on down there. And we cover a lot of interesting things that are going on in the community, the events and the cultural things and the news. And, you know, Joan also writes for the Triangle, so she's on top of the news a lot of the time.
Yeah, I try to be.
And, you know, and Glenn and I are sort of news fanatics, junkies, and, of course, JD is into the music. So we do try to cover all the different angles we can. And, of course, we can't cover everything. I mean, there's also the gay press in town that does a good job, too. But we try to sort of bridge some of those gaps. But we have a gap right now. We have a gap that our goal is $800 for this show, and we're only on 90 minutes this week instead of 2 hours. So we really need you to pick up the phone and call us at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. It is really important. I mean, we have to show the station that we have support to doing this. I mean, for example, if you were a fan of Talk of the Nation on KUHF at 3 p.m., it's gone because they didn't have enough support. Well, we're not quite the same way as KUHF, but we are actually even more so indebted to our listeners, because our listeners make up a higher percentage of the money that is generated by the station to do what it needs to do. So we're asking you to call us now at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. And, you know, there's lots of different premiums that we give. There's anywhere, we ask you to donate anywhere from $35 up, and that $35 ends up being 9 cents a day. Now, what can you get for 9 cents a day? I mean, you certainly can't get a Starbucks, whatever.
No, actually not.
You can get iced tea. But actually, let's check in the lobby now and see if we hear any. I actually think I hear a cell phone ringing. That's not one of our pledge phones.
Actually, it is.
It is?
Yay.
It's our special headphones set that our volunteers CT chooses to use, because it makes it easier.
And it's his own, right? It's not the station's.
That's right. We are planning on getting headpieces, headgear, headphones for future drives, but we got to pay the bills right now, and we've got 6 open phone lines, you guys.
6 open lines.
That's right. And if we could get them to ring, we could offer you such fabulousness as a KPFT tote bag, a KPFT coffee mug, t-shirt, a CD case for a pledge of $75, or a KPFT cap, very cute, very, very stylish, tan cap with the new black and red logo for a $90 pledge. Is Queer Voices is not offering
No, we're too poor this time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We're too poor, but the station has some very nice stuff to give away. And, of course, that's not really the reason to pledge to KPFT, but it's sort of like a nice
little... It's a nice incentive.
Right, yeah. It's a nice little bonus to give to people. But we really try to provide is programming. And actually, our job here, those of us who do this program, is rather easy. I mean, we line up the guests and we get to talk to some really incredible people, but... It takes money to keep this show on, to be able to do this. It takes money to pay for the electricity at the transmitter. It takes money to pay for lots of different things, including, I mean, KPFT does have to pay some taxes, too, even though we're a nonprofit organization. There are certain things we have to pay for. We have to pay for the fact that the other programming that we get. KPFT was very generous to help pay a little bit for This Way Out, which we get to run every Monday, and it's real fresh because they do it late Sunday night, and it comes down the satellite on Monday afternoon. And that's another neat thing. I mean, in the old days, we used to get these reel-to-reel tapes of This Way Out, and it never sounded good, and sometimes it would wobble and stuff.
And it was old. A lot of times the news was kind of a date sometimes by the time we got a hold of it.
Right, and now it's fresh off the satellite, and it automatically comes down to us. So, it's a great thing to have this. And, in fact, also the fact that J.D. contributes to This Way Out for his music segment. And I think, you know, I am very lucky to have volunteers who help out in this show, who have their expertise and work very hard in doing a good show. And I mean, you can just look at our website to see the things that we have scheduled on the show. So we're asking you to call us at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. You know, Pacifica is still an experiment. We've been around for 50 years. KPFT in Houston's been on the air since 1970. And every time we do a fundraiser, we have to say, you know, do people support us? Are they out there? Do they care for us? Do they like what we're doing? You know, sometimes, you know, it was amazing as I was listening during the afternoon that there's people who support this station who don't even agree with some of the things that we say.
I know, but they think our viewpoint is so important. And everybody out there, I would say, even, you know, left, right, or in the middle, you're tired of getting only one viewpoint. It's this mainstream, bland, boring viewpoint that you get on every single channel until you turn to KPFT. Then all of a sudden you hear something fresh, you hear something new, you hear something that maybe you've never even thought about before, because that's what KPFT specializes in. We are not owned by corporate sponsors. We are, you know, we can come out and we can talk about things that you will never ever hear on clear channel type radio stations.
Exactly. And even some of the public stations take a lot of corporate money for underwriting, but we don't. So we're in a very unique situation, and we hope you support what we do. So call us at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT.
I just wanted to jump in and let you guys know that 91% of our funding actually comes from listener sponsors.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
I mean, consider other public stations. They do accept money from Merck and from the Capital Group and from Lexus and other corporate sponsors. That we, the only sort of corporate underwriting that we might take on is matching gifts. Like if a listener listens to, or I mean, is an employee of, especially one of the Fortune 500 companies, you can make a pledge, and it has to be matched by your company. And all you do is go to your personnel office, your HR department, and request a matching gift form if they participate in a matching gift program. And that money comes directly to KPFT and straight into the programs. And I just wanted to inquire, where else on the radio dial in Houston can you find GLBT programming?
Like, nowhere.
Seriously.
Nowhere.
Seriously.
This is the only place where it is.
Station, you'll find it.
We're on the dial between Jazz and Jesus. And,
that's right.
it's an important spot, and we're really proud of it. And, you know, this station has a very unique history of being bombed off the air by the Klan in the 70s. I mean, where else has that happened? I mean, Pacifica is this incredible, the underground, the Weather Underground documentary that ran here a few weeks ago. They were shown some scenes of the old KPFK in Los Angeles because they played some of the stuff from the Weather Underground. I mean, this is a very unique thing, a unique thing in media. When you listen to us, you know, you hear things that you don't hear anywhere else, and that's pretty unique. And we're lucky to have it, and this is, you know, the most unique media in the country. So we're asking you to call us, to support us. You know, certainly KPFT has had many tough times here in Houston trying to survive. I remember the old red alerts we used to have in the summer when the transmitter used to go off because we didn't have enough money to buy the spare parts. And we've come a long way, and I think we sound better on the air. I think we've got, you know, a lot, you know, better people on the air too. Better, I mean, in a little bit more professional in the way we sound sometimes. Certainly not me, but some of the other people. So we're asking you to call us, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Let's go to News Wrap.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Contradictions characterize the Anglican Communion's gay clergy clash. Scholars revise interpretations to revive Islamic tolerance. And boys who are girls will be girls in a film festival favorite. All that and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Christopher Gall.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending October 18th, 2003. California this week became the first of the United States to enact a requirement that its contractors extend the same benefits to the domestic partners of their unmarried employees as to their married employees' spouses. Outgoing Democratic Governor Gray Davis, who in a special election last week became only the second U.S. governor ever to be recalled, signed the bill, although it would also have become law the same day had he simply not acted on it. The new law, a statewide version of San Francisco's pioneering 1996 Equal Benefits Ordinance, was written by openly lesbian Democratic Assembly member from San Diego, Christine Kehoe, currently also the acting Assembly Speaker. It will not take effect until 2007 to allow contractors time to comply. It applies only to contracts worth at least $100,000. It was posed in large part on religious grounds by groups including the Mormon Church and Roman Catholic hospitals and passed the legislature only by narrow margins. How future gay and lesbian equality legislation will fare under Republican Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger, a self-identified social moderate, is still unclear.
This week was Marriage Protection Week in the U.S., as officially proclaimed by Republican President George W. Bush. An analysis by the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force found that all the week's official activities and both its suggested sermons were exclusively directed towards preventing legal recognition of same-gender couples, particularly the proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution to restrict marriage to one man and one woman. Examining the websites of nine of the week's 29 sponsoring groups, NGLTF also found many more references to homosexual than to such issues as divorce, poverty, or domestic violence. Naturally, NGLTF took particular issue with the sponsor's declaration of the wealth and power of the lesbian gay lobby. They say that just 13 of the 29 sponsors, not necessarily the wealthiest, just those with accessible financial information, have a total income more than four times that of the 13 best-funded national lesbian and gay advocacy groups.
However, Marriage Protection Week did not actually prove highly visible outside of Christian media and participating churches. Coming as it did in the week, including National Coming Out Day and related observances, there were ready-made opportunities for counter-demonstrations supporting equal marriage rights, particularly on university campuses. Several of those featured wedding ceremonies.
The largest U.S. gay and lesbian advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, ran a full-page ad in the New York Times denouncing both Marriage Protection Week and the proposed federal marriage amendment and urging fairness.
The Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund staged an online forum entitled Queer Eye for the Straight Couple, taking off from the similarly named TV makeover show to have heterosexual couples receive relationship advice from gays and lesbians.
In Massachusetts and Connecticut, where civil unions are under active consideration, perhaps a dozen assorted clergy declared they would not marry heterosexual couples until they could marry gay and lesbian couples. The group included a Jewish rabbi, a Presbyterian minister, and ministers from the United Church of Christ and the Unitarian Universalist Church. Unitarians in Connecticut also joined activists from Yale University in staging a demonstration in New Haven supporting equal marriage rights.
The threat of schism in the global Anglican Communion over a Canadian diocese blessing same-gender relationships and the U.S. election of an openly partnered gay man to a bishopric was hardly altered by a special meeting of the church's primates in London this week. Division is so deep that it's widely viewed as an achievement that all the parties stayed in the room for the two-day session, much less that they went on to produce a unanimous statement. Anglican First Among Equals Archbishop of Canterbury Ron Williams is hopeful that the agreement bought a year or so of thinking time, staving off hasty actions in what he acknowledges is a crisis period for the church. He told the BBC this week,
"Undoubtedly, there's a huge crisis looming. I think what we've achieved this week, though, is at least to find some way of talking through the crisis without instantly jumping into what appear to be quick solutions. When and if the ordination of Gene Robinson goes ahead in the United States, we shall immediately have some responses around the world, I'm sure. But what we've done is to give ourselves a sort of 12-month plus thinking time, inviting provinces to reflect on their reactions."
Because the denomination is much more a coalition than a hierarchy, the primates are relatively powerless. The most tangible impact of the agreement is the classic delaying measure of creating a committee, in this case charged with exploring how spiritual needs can be met despite the division. That means particularly the needs of conservatives in liberal dioceses, as the primates called on the U.S. Episcopal dioceses to provide alternative leadership for those who object to gay or lesbian priests.
Where the primates do have some power is in asserting the teachings of the Anglican Church, and they explicitly declared that the Vancouver area New Westminster Diocese and the U.S. Episcopal Church have not altered unilaterally the teaching of the Anglican Communion on homosexuality. They reaffirmed the moral force of the resolutions of the 1998 Decennial Lambeth Conference of the World's Anglican Bishops, which by large margins found homosexual acts incompatible with Scripture, rejected ordination of non-celibate gays and lesbians, and rejected blessings for same-gender couples. The statement did underscore the one gay-friendly resolution of that conference, which called on Anglicans to listen to the experience of homosexual persons and to assure them that they are loved by God and are full members of the body of Christ. But that may not actually be happening, since reportedly some of the most vehemently anti-gay African primates have never knowingly met a gay man or lesbian.
The primates stated that, "As a body, we deeply regret the actions of the Diocese of New Westminster and the Episcopal Church USA. While affirming the autonomy of the church's regional provinces, they wrote that, nevertheless, many primates have pointed to the grave difficulties raised by the election of Gay Gene Robinson to Bishop of New Hampshire, and noted that, in most of our provinces, his election would not have been possible. They went on to say, if his consecration proceeds, we have had to conclude that the future of the communion itself will be put in jeopardy. In this case, the ministry of this one bishop will not be recognized by most of the Anglican world, and many provinces are likely to consider themselves out of communion with the Episcopal Church USA. This will tear the fabric of our communion at its deepest level. Similar considerations apply to the situation pertaining in the Diocese of New Westminster regarding blessings for same-gender couples.
Robinson's consecration as bishop is scheduled for November 2nd, and he has no intention of backing out. Gay support of U.S. primate Frank Griswold affirmed his respect both for the Episcopal Church's process in choosing Robinson and for the primate's document, without explaining the contradiction or indicating what action he will take. Currently, he's scheduled to attend the consecration. The New Hampshire Diocese reaffirmed its support for Robinson. Again, Archbishop of Canterbury Rowan Williams in that BBC interview.
It leaves the church with a number of very untidy relationships, let's say, where there may be a number of provinces who will declare outright that they're not in communion in the long run, though we would hope to find ways of living that, others which would want to continue in an impaired state of relation. And, of course, what complicates matters where the Anglican Church is concerned is that we're not a single monolithic body with a single decision-making authority. Our communion depends a great deal on relationships rather than rules, and it's those relationships that strained at the moment and will be even more so.
Canada's gay support of primate Michael Piers told reporters of the primates, "We agreed to disagree. We are still in communion, but there are dark, dark clouds on the horizon."
The horizon looks brighter, though, for gays and lesbians in Australia's Northern Territory. This week, a bill was introduced in the territorial parliament that includes a range of reforms towards equality. Reforms would include lowering the age of consent for homosexual acts from 18 to 16, the age of consent for heterosexual acts, strengthening the territorial law against discrimination by removing some of its discriminatory exemptions, and establishing recognition of same-gender couples. Darwin Community Legal Service played a significant role in developing the reform package, as was acknowledged before the parliament.
The government of Malta last week created new protections from job discrimination based on sexual orientation, with publication of a legal notice instructing the Industrial Tribunal to follow European Union directives. Malta will become an EU member next year, but the European Commission had expressed concern that national laws did not adequately protect gays and lesbians. The group Malta Gay Rights Movement called the decree a good first step, but notes that it could be withdrawn as easily as it was issued, and that it does not adequately respond to harassment issues.
And finally, in Britain, a new special edition of Monopoly is being hailed as the first family board game to include a gay and lesbian organization. The game board's representation of Brighton and Hove includes a square for